before the Education Committee of the legislature. The only reason that we were concerned about that is a number of people at this meeting this morning was they feel that it's going to take the public out of the process and just put it strictly into a committee type thing.
Okay. I could report back more information because one of the five hearings tomorrow in front of the Education Committee is LB 99. So we'll become much more familiar with that and what people think and what the senators would believe. Part of the what we're all waiting for with the learning community, with the three bills being introduced, is Senator Sullivan has not introduced any bills addressing the learning community or the superintendent recommendations. We fully anticipate her to introduce at least two and potentially three bills. The rumor around the Capitol is she will drop them at the last hour on Wednesday. She's been pretty close to the vest on what's going to be in those pieces. We don't believe they're going to address all of the superintendent's recommendations, but we've been told they're going to address several of the recommendations. Other members of the Education Committee, I believe at this point, aren't sure what Senator Sullivan's going to offer as far as her two or three bills. So that's a little bit of the wait and see attitude until we can get through Wednesday. Obviously, as chair of the learning or chair of the Education Committee, the bills that she brings forward are important for us to pay attention to.
Who is on the Education Committee? Who's the new members now?
Senator Sullivan, who is the chair, who's returning. Roy Baker, retired superintendent from Norris and I believe Beatrice. Senator Tanya Cook from Omaha, who's been on the Education Committee in the past. Mike Groney from North Platte.
Mike who?
Groney, G-R-O-E-N-E, certainly carries the reputation of, we'll see. Senator Kolowski, we know, who has been on the Education Committee before. Senator Adam Moorfeld from Lincoln. Patty Pansing Brooks is a former lawyer, lives in Lincoln, very, very versed in education. I believe she led Lincoln Public Schools' last bond issue as far as the community member that led the bond issue there. So she has worked very closely. And then Senator Dave Snore from Scribner, retired military, had a good conversation with him Wednesday or Thursday morning at one of the socials, admitted he did not know much about the learning community, was looking for people to help educate him, and obviously we volunteered very quickly to serve as that Senator Snore from Scribner. So we volunteered very quickly, obviously, to help educate him on the learning.
Who's the vice chair?
It's a great question. I don't know if
Rick.
We know.
Is Rick?
Is it Rick? We thought it was going to be Rick, and
I had it at home. I didn't bring it.
Okay. I will provide in our business advisory meeting this Friday a list of in contacts for the Education Committee for those senators that represent us and can certainly make it available to all of you if you wish.
Has anyone heard anything about a charter bill?
No, but we certainly anticipate one to come in the next 2 days. Who's bringing it? I mean, we're not the only ones asking those questions. There's a lot of people asking those questions. The timing will be interesting with the governor's state of the state on Thursday, and bills obviously have to have already been introduced at that point. But much of the talk last week, nobody could specifically point to someone that was going to bring it. So encouraging, at least at this point.
Last one is Chris, LB 316, change eminent domain provisions relating to school sites. Do you have any clue what that is?
You know, I don't, but I'll
That's
find
okay.
out and report
it's,
back.
I just thought that was interesting looking through that. I thought eminent domain was settled in Nebraska, but I didn't know if it was a change for the positive.
Yeah, the bill is about increasing the amount of land that a school district could eminently domain. It goes, I think, specifically to the OPS bond issue and needing to get a chunk of land. If I'm not mistaken, eminent domain right now is 50 acres, and I believe the increase will be to 80 acres.
LB 280 has brought a lot of attention from Senator L. Davis, even though Senator Davis believes it's a long shot to get through, but it's opening the discussion from